podcast that could have been.
I've got two more for you guys. This one, as well as the first song, are a remix of Crash Faster. He made an awesome, He made an awesome soundtrack for a game called Knife Tank. It's free online, so if you guys want to check it out, you can. Minus Baby also put a remix on there, as well as Doc Popular and Beefy. So this one and the first track are both remixes of his.
stand clear of the closing doors, please. clear of the closing doors, please.
Dan Winkler on video is freaking awesome. Give him a hand. Animal Style's up next.
Everybody, 8-Bit Betty. Thank you, 8-Bit Betty. That was a lot of fun. Thank you all for coming out. Once again, that was Dan Winkler on visuals. We mustn't forget the visualists. That was awesome. Up next, who's up next? Animal Style is up next. We have merch in the back. There are t-shirts from Animal Style that are really quite cool. Also, posters for the concert, if you've seen them around. They are $20 a pop. They're very cool looking. Also, CDs. One of the things about the 8-bit scene is most of the artists release their stuff Creative Commons, which is another reason they're here. We love them very much for this. And they make a lot of their money, what money they do make, off of merch. So if you like these artists, support them and buy their merch, because it's the good way to go. If your stuff was on the merch table, it is now in the back. It's not a stuff table. It's a merch table. Merch! So, merch! So thank you all for dancing. I have to say, I had this idea. Anybody know about the ghost dance movement? The ghost dance movement was a movement of Native Americans, I believe, in the Midwest, possibly in the Southwest. And I started out dancing in the swing dance scene. Is anybody else doing swing dance at any point? There's some people doing swing dance. And I would find people out doing swing dance. I was out doing swing dance. There were engineers and programmers and nuclear physicists and chemists. And I said, this is an awful lot of nerds. And one of the big things is Caltech has a big group out west. Also, Stanford has a large group out west. And I thought to myself, well, that's interesting. Why is it that so many geeks get involved in dancing? Specifically in a kind of dancing that is very, very highly structured. Who here minds being called a geek? Anybody mind? Nice. I had somebody tell me earlier, I wrote down like geek on something, and Lex was like, don't do that! We don't like being called geeks! I'm like, you work in the fashion industry. He's gonna kill me, I don't know where he is now. Anyway, so what I said on the poster is I said, you come out, you shake it like Richard Stallman. I don't care. Have you seen him? Have you seen him do Soldier Boy? Look it up on YouTube. Richard Stallman, I don't care what, you may have seen him barefoot, you may have seen him smelly, you may have seen him ranting for 2 hours on end about Emacs. You may have heard him saying things about like virgins, which a lot of us women did not agree with so much, but Richard Stallman can dance. And the reason why is Richard Stallman doesn't care. He doesn't fucking care. And Linda Barry, who's one of my favorite cartoonists, are you ready to go? Are you ready to go? Let me finish this anecdote. Linda Barry, one of my favorite cartoonists, has this great comic about dancing where she says she was into doing the hula when she was a kid. She thought it was very pretty, and then she would do a dance called the I don't remember, it was the chicken wing or something like that. At some point, somebody said to her, you dance like a crazy heifer. And she was like, she could not feel good about her dancing at all after that. And she said the only people she could see feeling good dancing were her grandma and the baby. Because the baby didn't care, her grandma didn't care. And that's what I think. The geek dance movement has to be a movement about not caring. Because if you're cool, you don't dance. You don't want to look like a fool, right? All right, so you get out here on the floor. I don't care what you look like. I don't care what you smell like. You might smell like Richard Stallman. I don't care. All right? But let's get out. It is my birthday. Get out here and fucking dance, all right? I like to hear that. All right, up next is Animal Style. And who's on visuals, please? That is No Carrier on visuals. This will be awesome, guys. All right, take it away.
We'll be right back. Hey guys, this is gonna be my last one. Let's give a big round of applause for No Carrier over there. He's working hard back there. Give a big round of applause for 8-Bit Betty. It's awesome. We got Cheap Dinosaurs next, and then we also have Rhino Search after that. And stick around for V-Blank's visuals and Enso's visuals too. So yeah, this will be my last one.
We'll be right back.
animal style. That was animal style. Visuals by the superlative No Carrier. Thank you all so much. It's just, it's fabulous to see you guys are a great crowd. It's nice to see everybody dancing so much. Is everybody getting loose with their nerd brethren and sistren? Because if you can't get loose with your fellow nerds, who can you dance with exactly? Anyway, we do have a merch table in the back. Like I said before, the 8-bit scene is largely Creative Commons. That's why we love them so very much, that and the technology both. And also, they're just awesome. So if you want to support them, you can always, of course, spread their stuff around online. They love having new fans. But also, buy merch. Support them. It's great. Animal Style has really cool shirts back there. They look awesome. Whew. That's a lot of dancing. It is. It's my birthday. Woo! Thank you for coming and dancing. It's awesome. We've got two more sets. We are still going, people. This will not be over until much, much later. And we also have a concert tomorrow night with another lineup of incredible artists. We've really got some of the very best of the New York and Philly scene. Who here lives in New York City or environs? Excellent. If you guys are not already coming out for the Pulse Wave shows once a month, you should. They're great. Who here is from Philly? Philly. People from Philly, you do all know, I hope, about 8 Static. That is the one of the Philly local song shows. And it is great to go to see them as well. I believe I promised I was going to ask some people some questions. So all of us probably had experience with games as a child. Does anybody here remember what their parents said about the audio from their video games when they were a kid? Do you have an answer for me?
Not very much.
Not really. Does anybody remember what their parents said about the audio from video games when they were a kid?
Turn off the Tendendo.
Turn off the Tendendo. That's fabulous. Does anybody else remember what their parents said about the audio? Do you remember?
No, ma'am.
You don't remember. My dad, I think, said, "Can't you play with the sound off?" And I'm like, how am I going to know when I get a one-up? I don't really understand. That doesn't make any sense. Although, of course, we shouldn't liken this just to video games, obviously. This is also a very punishing audio form of its own. If you've tried, and I recommend getting yourself an old Game Boy camera. It has a built-in sequencer called Trippy H. It is a very fun little sequencer that's very easy to learn and fun to play around with. I've been doing that, but it's freaking hard. It's much easier. We've got some testimonial that's easier than Little Sound DJ, which I do agree. I have had a difficult time. But Little Sound DJ is another one of the tools that you'll hear people using here, although Animal Style is using a great many keyboards and things as well. Does anybody else have memories of what their parents would say about video games in general when they were a kid? How about you?
My mom didn't let me play video games when I was a kid.
Yeah, did you have like a time limit of how long you could play video games when you were a kid?
4 hours.
Four a day? 4 hours? That's like the national average, and that's pretty average, dude. So how long, really?
I kind of took advantage of the fact that she came home late and played as much as I could.
Excellent. What did you like to play the most?
I was a Genesis fan. Sega Genesis.
Sega Genesis. Most excellent. I dug that as well. So up next, we have Cheap Dinosaurs from Philadelphia, unless I'm mistaken. Cheap Dinosaurs has some albums in the box if you want to pick them up with really, really awesome covers. They're really cool. Check them out.